Sonoma Land Trust is here. This is an amazing deal that has been put together to purchase 654-acre ranch, a ranch, I should say, in the Mayacamas. And we want to talk to John McCall. He is the acquisition manager for the Sonoma Valley with Sonoma Land Trust. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Well, it's quite the day for Sonoma Land Trust and, frankly, for the rest of us also, because we're going to be able to take advantage of it. Talk about the place. Talk about the area that this land takes up.
Well, for folks who live in Santa Rosa or in the Sonoma Valley, if you come down Highway 12, you hopefully have visited Sugarloaf State Park,
yeah,
which is just outside of Kenwood. That's adjacent to a big county park, Hood Mountain. This is some rugged country. It's the mountain range that separates Sonoma and Napa counties. That's kind of our continental divide, if you will, between the two big wine regions. So at the top of the mountain range, just, you know, adjacent to Sugarloaf is the McCormick Ranch. Yeah, up on the top of the property, you can look down into St. Helena. If you turn the other way around, walk a little bit, you can look down over the Sonoma Valley and Santa Rosa. So it's the top of the mountain, and it's a piece of property we've been looking at for decades to kind of round out and complete this wonderful park system we have.
Yeah, it's an amazing park system. So I assume that there will be members of the regional park system and the state park system who will be involved in the caretaking of this land?
Exactly. So our job as the land trust is to work with the landowner and purchase the property. But this has always been a dream of both the Napa and Sonoma County Park Agency. So we've got a lot of players in this, but we've got our county park agency, state parks, and then the Napa Park District as well.
And others are very excited about it, too. I know I am. I live in Kenwood, and we had Supervisor Gorin on earlier this morning, and she is very excited about this addition to the land trust and what it could mean for residents that we'll never know about generations from now.
That's right. And another neat part about this project is that there's a Bay Area Ridge Trail, which is a regional trail that goes all around the Bay Area, mm-hmm, all the way down to the South Bay. And up here, we're going to add a section to the Ridge Trail with this project that'll create a new 20-mile hiking and backpacking loop in the park system that has never existed in Sonoma County before.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And tell us where this land came from.
So the family that owns it has been living on it, working the land and ranching since the 1840s.
Wow.
So it goes back. It's part of California's history. It's part of the Bear Flag Revolt. It's part of the whole story of California is wrapped up in this ranch.
And has it been one family the entire time?
And yes.
Wow.
One connected family with heirs, and the family's been committed to conservation as well. They've transferred several thousand acres into Sugarloaf State Park. So this is the legacy that they've given to this area is showing up again with McCormick Ranch.
And it's great, when some family member generations ago had this idea to try to secure the land for the future and protect it from whatever happened in the future. But this means that, that commitment has gone through generations of that one family.
Exactly. And we have to thank the women of this family, because they're the ones who, going back to the 1960s and 70s, started transferring land into the park system. So it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, it sounds like many of the women in the family were the ones caretaking the land in some very tough times, too.
Exactly. It's not easy to run sheep up these mountains, which is what they were trying to do. So.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it would be easy, but it is a fascinating story about the McCormicks and their entire, like we say, generations of family members who are committed to conservation. And what kind of a deal is this for you and for Sonoma Land Trust?
Well, a lot of our work, takes time. We protect some land, and then we build off that, trying to protect land next to it. So adjacency and connectivity is very important for our work. So, Land Trust has been around for 40 years. In some ways, it feels like we're just getting started. But mm-hmm. This project, especially if you look at it on a map, it's like a puzzle. And this one is the part of the there's a piece of the puzzle that fits it all together.
Wow, that's it's an amazing acquisition, and obviously something that we can be very proud of and very grateful for too, in terms of that family and their willingness to hang on to that property all this time and then to give it away. Amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing. Well, it's another feather in your cap, John, and all the folks at Sonoma Land Trust, and this is a never-ending acquisition process for you, isn't it?
It is, and we'll build off this. There are other neighbors and other properties right nearby that we're also looking at. I just also wanted to mention that, you know, there's so many benefits to the project, one of them being our water supply and fire safety. This property was used in the 2017 fires by CAL FIRE to essentially stop the fire from dropping down into the Napa Valley near St. Helena.
Yeah.
And it also contributes water to the Russian River, Sonoma Creek, and Napa River. So it's people will enjoy it for its beauty, but it's also providing all these environmental services for us.
Yeah, and we talk about Sonoma County's part in all of this and being at the recipient end. Napa County is too, right?
That's right. And this is a neat project for us because it crosses the county line.
Yeah.
So we're working with our land trust partners over in Napa. Usually we stay within our boundaries, but this one required us to develop a whole new set of partnerships.
That doesn't simplify the transaction, does it, John?
No, it doesn't.
No, it definitely doesn't. Well, congratulations to everybody at Sonoma Land Trust and certainly the family who's been generous enough to be able to give up that 654-acre ranch. It's an amazing story, and I hope people look into the history of it because it really is fascinating.
Thanks so much, Pat. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, John. Can't wait to hear what you got going next. That is John McCall, Sonoma Land Trust's acquisition manager for the Sonoma Valley. And yeah, it's a beautiful piece of land. And